Greetings, planet Earth, and welcome to Imagine Cup. I took your turn, but it's okay.
That's all right.
It's Bolnaz Alabegi here for Channel 9.
John Scott Tynes, competition manager for Imagine Cup, and I just have to ask right off the top, what in the heck is on your head?
Oh, you don't like it?
Is that like a hedgehog or something, or a small fungus?
It's a sea otter.
It's a sea otter.
On my head. No, I went sightseeing yesterday, and I picked this up for 400 rubles.
What is that, like $1,000?
I think so.
Wow.
I think so, but it's worth it.
If you expense that, you're totally getting fired.
Don't tell anyone.
Oh, okay, sorry.
It's obviously a prop for this shoot.
It's okay, nobody's watching.
So do you guys know where we are? We're in St. Petersburg, Russia.
We are. We're at the Magic Cup Worldwide Finals going on right here in lovely St. Petersburg. Have you been stranded on the island yet?
Oh, yeah, so we're on this island and the drawbridges go up between 1 a.m. and 6 a.m. So you can't party too late. So you have to be in bed by 12:30.
That's right, because if you're on the wrong side of the bridges, you cannot come back to the hotel until morning.
Good planning. Good plan, competition
we're all over
manager.
It. Yeah, exactly.
But
I'm also the Lord of Bridges.
Right now we're in this beautiful lounge where there's a 3D printer behind us.
There is an awesome MakerBot Replicator 2, which has been cranking out all kinds of hella cool stuff. I'm impressed
when
watching
that thing.
When I
was here, I only saw like four things. I'm sure there's a lot of stuff going on.
Well, I didn't say fast, but they are really hella cool.
Yeah, really hella cool.
I really wish that I could afford or justify buying one for my five-year-old daughter. I don't know what we would make, you know, like little toys or something,
but
it's so freaking
print
awesome.
Print your face in 3D, and she'll always have it.
Daddy's always here.
That would be great. But another cool thing about this trip has been people have been recognizing us.
That has been
so people watch
surprising.
Our show.
Yeah.
So you can't get rid of me.
Yeah, exactly.
You can't be like, oh, Bones, you're getting old. We gotta replace the co-host. We need someone younger.
That's
right. This is familiar. So
you're too old for this show.
You can't get rid of me now.
Yeah,
our
next co-host is gonna be 8 years old.
Younger be awesome. And younger.
That'll be great.
But what have you been doing so far?
So today is the first day of competitions here at Imagine Cup World Finals. So we've had teams have been presenting their projects. These are student teams of up to about four people. Been working all year long, making crazy software projects, inventing new technologies and so forth. And they all show up here. 300 students came here for this to show off their projects and be evaluated by a panel of awesome judges. And so I've been checking out one project after another project.
Yeah,
I've seen a lot of cool stuff.
Yeah, I'll go into the presentations. They're like 10 minutes, right?
Or 15, about 10 minutes.
10 minutes, and then the judges ask some Q&A. It's really cool. And then all the students are really good presenters. And I think they've had like training, right?
They've been practicing and practicing and practicing. Yeah, absolutely.
They're professionals.
Because there's a lot of money on the line. We've got $1 million in prizes this year. And so these students have come a long way and worked really, really hard to do a great job.
And what else do we have planned? So we have, women's dinner?
Yep, we've got a women's innovation dinner tonight. We're going to have some speakers there to talk about women in technology. Like, for example, my friend Golnaz here.
It's me.
Last I checked, women in technology.
And then we have the press showcase.
Exactly.
That's going to be crazy.
That'll be awesome. So we'll have all 87 teams showing off their projects in one giant room as 100 journalists come through and check the place out. We'll have staff and attendees and guests. And
I'm going to shoot a lot of interviews while we're in there.
Absolutely.
Kill
some
like
great
90
projects.
Birds with one or 87 birds with one stone.
Oh, there you go.
That's what it was.
I see what you did there.
Yeah. All right, guys, I'm going to head into the press conference right now because all the students have their booths set up and I'm going to go check it out. Come with me. What's your team name?
We're Team Rook.
Team Rook?
Which stands for Are You OK?
Are You OK?
Yeah.
And what's the app you built?
Well, the app we've built is something that enables older people to stay at home for longer. So the idea is that they don't have to go into residential care. It's a simple box that just plugs into a digital receiver, so their satellite box, and then goes to their TV. So there's no mouse, there's no keyboard. It's all very easy to use. The interface, there's barely anything there, and it's all done through gestures and voice commands.
So it's a Kinect?
It's a Kinect, yeah. Okay. It's a Kinect, and then just the box. That's all there is. But the things we've enabled them to do are simple things that we take for granted, but older people, you know, struggle with. So one of the things, for instance, is the ability to video chat. So, but we're taking that a step further. And we wanted to recreate that feeling of, you know, when you watch a TV show or a movie with family and they're all sat around, you're all laughing about it. We wanted to bring that to people who might be living alone.
Okay.
So they can now, if they decide, oh, I'm watching this movie, I really want to watch it with the grandkids, they can go into Tag TV, they pick the person they want to talk to, it'll pop up on their TV, say, do you want to watch this with granddad? They'll say yes, and immediately you're both watching the same content with picture in picture, you can see each other's reactions, and then at the swipe of a hand, you can hear each other, you can talk about what's going on, and you can just interact, you can see them laugh, you can see them celebrate a goal. There's other features like exercises where we use the Kinect to show them how to do exercises, do them properly, and improve their mobility and, you know, ability to get around.
Very cool.
And then the final feature we have is the reminders, which is sort of reminders about medications and things like that. But interestingly, if they don't respond to a reminder or say no to say, I haven't taken my medication, a son, daughter, nurse, doctor, whoever, will get a pop-up on their Windows phone saying, Mary hasn't taken her medication, do you want to call it? And it's very easy, you touch the button, you can call up Mary and say, Mary, are you okay? And that's where the team name came from, Are You Okay, Rua?
Okay, cool.
So that's a brief overview. There's loads of other like little things in there, but that's a general.
Yeah, we've also created an open API, so people can bring their own wirelessly connected devices, like for example, a fall detector or a MAD sensor pressure. So for example, we can detect if somebody has left the bedroom the night and they didn't return. So therefore, when that happens, an alert is being sent to the mobile phone. And a push notification.
Okay. And what year are you guys in your university?
We just finished.
Just graduated.
What are your plans after this?
Well, we're planning to bring this to the market.
Okay.
Oh, we're going to take this as far as we can. I mean, it's such a good idea, and there's a gap out there. You know, the older people. There's a lot of older people living at home, alone, lonely, and they don't want to have to be kicked out of their house to go into residential care. So if we can keep them there, it'll be great.
We truly believe this is a solution for them.
Yeah.
Okay, cool. And did you guys win 2 years ago? Is that what I heard?
Our college Ireland, did, yeah. So we're trying to follow in their footsteps
nice.
And keep the trophy.
Yeah. All right, awesome. Well, thanks, guys.
Okay, no problem.
So I'm here with Czech Republic. What is your team name?
The team name, yeah.
Yes.
We are Wicked Games from Czech Republic.
Wicked Games, and what have you built?
We created an awesome augmented reality puzzle game called ReSound. So yeah,
that's is it on the Windows Phone, Windows 8, where?
Yeah, it's on Windows 8 devices, but of course on all other mobile platforms, for smartphones and for tablets. So it's actually a multi-platform game.
What university did you come from?
Brno in Czech Republic.
And what year are you?
We are in the third and fourth year of studies.
Okay, so what do you plan on doing with this app after the competition?
Actually, we already started some steps in order to make it a company. So we are selling not only the game, but also the physical artifacts you can see around here. So we are building business around this.
So is it in the store yet or no?
Yeah, we've got some demos that are in the store, and within like 2-3 weeks, we are in the phase of beta testing for the main game, for the ReSound game. You can already download and see for yourself how the demos are working for you. Music visualization demos, matching pairs, simpler games, and this one will be really soon available. We've got already the demo right here with us.
Okay. What was your biggest challenge about building this app?
Actually, the heart of the project is the augmented reality module that we've implemented and designed, and which was presented on top conferences around the world. So this is the biggest challenge, because the solutions you have available on today's market are really slow. They are good for advertisements, but they are not real-time and consume too much resources on mobile platforms, so that you can't make games with them. So we tried to change that and create a solution that would allow you to make instantly augmented reality games. And this is what our project is also partially about.
Oh, so it's like a 3D engine? Or more like
an augmented reality engine or library.
So I can make it?
Yeah.
Okay.
No problem. If you are a programmer, a bit, at least a bit.
A little bit?
Yeah.
is this the first time in Russia?
For me, it's the second time. Oh, I've been here on vacation like four years ago, but for the rest of the team, it's the first time.
Is this your first Magic Cup?
No, we've been, for example, like last year, we were here. With our augmented reality game, it was much simpler and it had many drawbacks, so we built on that experience for this year.
Okay, cool. Well, thank you.
You're welcome.
All right, we're here with Sri Lanka for the innovation category, and what's your team name?
We are Team Firebird.
Team what?
Team Firebird.
Yes. And what have you built? What is this?
It's called iCharm, a device which gives vision to the visually impaired people.
Oh, what? How does it work?
Yes, it's like a working prototype which has capability of performing tasks like reading, navigation, object recognition, and face recognition. In if you case like reading, once you give the command, say read, it, through RGB sensor, it will detect the, capture the image of the paper and send it to the OCR framework, and it will read it to the user. It can be a paper, magazine, or a book. So if you, for example, if you say if a person is interested in sports, and we say like read sport news, it will detect the sport news column and read it to the user. And in navigation, we are using GPS and BIMMAC technologies. So once you give the command, say identify the nearest McDonald's, it will detect the location and gives the navigation instruction to the user. And while giving navigational instruction, it will identify the objects as well as the terrain. So if, once it detected the object, it will send to the framework to identify the type of the object, whether it's a moving object or a non-moving object. Well, if it's a person, you say it will capture the image of you and will check the database. If you are already saved in the database, it will say like, Ali Begi is in front of you, your friend Ali Begi is in front of you. If not, it's a person in front of you is unknown. In that case, he can add you as a new contact to the system. So like it also has other features like color detection and currency detector. And even it detects your like facial emotions, whether you're sad, happy, or whatever. If you say like our device is connected to like tablet PC, where all the backend process is taking place.
Wow.
Yeah.
I see. Okay. Cool. So you're using what technology? List them all. List all the Microsoft technology you're using.
Yes. Go. Like our like iCharm framework is built through like Microsoft like speech recognition, OCR, Microsoft Narrator. Like we are using Microsoft technologies. Even the operating system is Windows 8.
Cool.
Because we are using Windows 8, like they have the special features for visually impaired people, like Narrator. Whenever you touch the icon, say like it's my computer or my document.
Cool. So, what year are you guys in your university?
We are for Informatics Institute of Technology in Colombo.
And what year? There no years.
Like we are like kind of a mix of team.
Oh, okay. Mix of
team.
Mix of departments.
Okay. Who's the oldest?
Okay.
Who's the oldest? Okay.
And I'm the youngest.
Okay, cute. So have you guys explored Russia at all or no? No time?
Yes,
like, a bit. We are kind of busy with the work and the presentation area, so we are concentrating on the work.
Is this your first Imagine Cup?
Yes.
Yes. Yes. Why did you hesitate?
No, like kind of nervous, like it's the first time.
Okay, well thanks guys, this is awesome.
Yeah, fine, thank you.
And then tomorrow we have Culture Day.
Yes, tomorrow the students are going to pack up on buses after they're all done with judging tomorrow and head out to a medieval village, like a Russian village, where
yes.
they can pretend to be ancient peasants being crushed under the relentless boot heel of the Tsar, I think.
Yes, and I'm going to come with my fuzzy hat.
You'll come with your fuzzy
and
hat.
And we're going to shoot some more stuff there.
There's axe throwing. They can throw axes.
That's
hopefully
dangerous.
Not
that
cool
is
now.
A really bad idea. But
there's also pillow fights. You run the gamut. Okay. We got
okay.
both kinds.
Cool. Very
yeah.
nice.
Yeah, it'll be awesome.
All right. And then the next day, which is July 11th, we have the live streaming of the award ceremony.
That's right. Right here on Channel 9, we're going to have BBC's Doctor Who, Matt Smith, will be our MC. And I'll be starting at 1:30 GMT on July 11th. So please tune in and check it out.
All right. I think that's a wrap for day two. Or day one, or whatever day we're in right now.
You know what country you're in?
I'm jet lagged.
Yeah,
it's
exactly.
White nights. I'm all over the place
I
right now.
I had a good 3.5 hours of sleep last night. Like, I am rocking.
But I wouldn't have it any other way. It's been a blast.
Exactly.
All right.